City Manager of Beloit, Jason Raby, as last month we missed him with all the holidays and Thanksgiving, everything taking place. And so Jason is with us to update you on what's the latest that's going on in the city of Beloit. So hope you had a Merry Christmas and everything, and Santa was good to all your children, and everybody got what they wanted for Christmas, right? Nobody complained about any gifts or rolling of the eyes or nothing like that.
We don't even listen to it.
There you go. That's good. That's good. What's going on with the city of Beloit? What projects are you guys working on? As I'm sure the weather will obviously start affecting things, although the weather's actually been pretty good for the most part.
Yeah, that's been one of the best Christmas presents, although, again, like everybody, we could use moisture and good snow for moisture, whatever. I mean, you hate to not... It's nice to have beautiful weather, you know, 50s to 60s every day and dry, but on the flip side, we got to think about what we do around here. But we've been able to get a lot of work done, a lot of things moved along. It's made it for a long season. One of the exciting projects we've been talking about for a while, and it's finally coming to fruition, is our solar farm. So we took delivery of, thousands of panels. We got them stored away. So that project will start right after the first of the year to start getting that installed out there on the south edge of town. So that'll be a like we've talked about many times, just kind of another generation point for us. It's not meant to really replace or be 100% relied upon. It's really just a hedge against high price power over the hot summer days and fall days and whatever else. So it's just a great diversification of our power portfolio, and it'll be right here in town. So we're excited about that finally commencing. You know, again, just like everything, the supply chain has wreaked havoc on all those types of projects, but it's coming through, and it'll be exciting to finally see that off the ground after a lot of talking about it. Our North Walnut project, as everybody's driving on that road, and it hasn't been even winter, but that one's really starting to show some signs of, it already had, but really starting to fall apart up there by the high school, et cetera. So we're on track to go out for bid after the first of the year. Again, that's a sales tax funded type project, and about the only point of nerves with that project is obviously just, again, prices of everything. We're gonna try to be prudent with that. Obviously, you have to anticipate it's gonna be a little bit higher price than before. Now, how much of that's gonna be here to stay versus, is there a direction in the pricing in the future. So that one we really, really hope can pop off this spring and the summer. But again, if it just comes in outrageous, then we're just going to have to wait a little bit and try to hit it again. We're at a perfect storm of, pricing, employees, and then a lot of federal and state dollars getting pumped into the construction scene, through KDOT, et cetera. So we're competing with a lot of stuff. There's only so many outfits that can do it and so much supplies that can make a project happen. And that tends to, we all know what that does. It increases prices. So we got ourselves in a good position. The nice thing is it's ready to be off the shelf. And I'm going to hope for the best that we can get it pulled off this spring. We've been talking about a lot, is the drainage projects in town. We done that drainage study about a year and a half ago. Made really good progress on the west drainage basin. That was the one we're kind of picking off first. We just about have it all nailed down. So we're about hopefully a meeting away here yet this week to kind of get the final details nailed down. And then we've got it fairly well designed, and we're hoping right away, again, after the first month or so, we can take that out for bid. I think that's something that we'll put out for anybody, but even local contractors, everything could latch onto and help get that completed here sometime in the spring into summer type of project. So we have that first one checked off of our list. Right. So that's pretty exciting to kind of see a lot of these projects come into fruition as we've, as you see, it just takes a lot of time and there's a lot of moving pieces and parts and people at play. So, I think it'll be a really good, benefit for everybody, in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of long run, would be remiss if we didn't end the year talking about the water plant and the water project.
So. Jason's favorite word, yes. Water.
Well, it's one of those
high-quality H2O.
Yeah, high quality. Yes, exactly. I'm an H2O scientist here.
Yes,
so,
you are.
It's one of those that, again, lots of stuff being done. The nice thing is we're really clearing some hurdles. So we had a kind of a preliminary engineering report you submit to KDHE way at the beginning. And then obviously as things move along, we say, hey, wait a minute, there's a couple things we'd like to change and do different. And so that triggers some other reviews, and they had to make sure that those changes still come out to the same end product, and this, the waste stream that comes off of the plant is the same and doesn't affect the environment, et cetera. So we cleared those hurdles, and now they're onto the design, what they call the design memo stage. So that's really the first step of the full design to go out for bid. So basically at that point, they look at that design memo and say, yep, basically what you're saying here is, should be, you know, so they'll go to all the work of the design, right, bid specs, and then KDOT or KDHE is like, wait a minute, no, we don't want that, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that we're kind of at that point where it's a methodical process. Right. So we feel pretty good about, you know, sometime, and, you know, hopefully in the summer, we maybe have a bid package that could start going out. So it's kind of been a long time coming, but, you know, the wheels move. You know, it's kind of fun. Every 2 to 3 weeks to a month, we get another email and response and a confirmation letter saying, yep, this part's checked off and you're ready to move forward. So come hell or high water, we're going to get this thing done. So
no pun intended.
It's getting there. Yes, exactly. It's getting there. So you know, I think one kind of a fun project, it's kind of a, what I call a quality of life, infrastructure project, is our sports complex, and kind of seeing that come full circle. Obviously the school's investing some in the throwing area across the street where that, the girls' school used to be or is, or was, I guess, et cetera. And then obviously we've made some progress on the field move. So it's kind of the first, well, not the first step, but it's kind of the first physical step you can really see, you know, and getting that parking arrangement for that kind of that whole area figured out. So challenge you, anybody, take a look at it, especially this nice weather course that's about to end here. But it looks like next week it's going to be nice again. Go up there, take a walk around it. It's really impressive. You know, I'm really proud of the product that
a lot of progress
our staff has put into that. So it's kind of a nice side project filler work for them as they get time to go up there and do the next little part of it. So it should be ready to rock and roll next spring, and we're really excited about that.
Absolutely. So looks great. Absolutely does. All right, got any New Year's resolutions? Do you play that game? Anybody in your family play the New Year's resolution game?
Oh, no, because it's just, it's always like, you know, it's a New Year's resolution for 5 days, and then you're right back to it. So,
I heard on the radio the other day, the number one resolution, of course, is what, work out or lose weight or diet, okay?
Yep.
And they said that the average diet that people do after New Year's lasts 3 weeks.
Average diet,
which means a lot of people that bail after a few days, and then thankfully there's some that maybe make it a month or two. But 3 weeks is the average, you know.
Because I think that's kind of the cutoff for the human psyche of, like, you know, making it a habit or not. And it's funny
28 days.
Yeah, exactly.
28 days,
so everybody's always just short. Habit,
and it's all short. You need one more week, and we all fall short.
That's the hardest week.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's interesting because I go to Wellness Center, and every January it's the same thing. It's like, oh wow, there's more people here, and then by the end of
get off my machines.
I'm like, hey, you know, if you don't like it and it's busier than normal, it's like, yeah, don't worry about it. Come mid-February, there'll be people just dropping like flies with the resolution.
All the treadmills will be available.
There'll be more things that'll be available. But you at least got to try.
So, that's right.
Yeah. Some people are into resolutions. Some people aren't. I'm not really too much into them, but it is interesting if that's what your goal is, and that's great too. Jason Raby, the city manager of Beloit, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Anything else you need to cover? Or is that
proud of our staff and the community and everybody with the windstorm that we had. You know, derecho, I guess is what they called it. So, quite the ordeal, but you know, we came through fairly unscathed compared to a lot. So, but kudos to everybody involved with that and getting stuff
back on.
Getting
our power restored and everything. It was awesome.
Here and obviously Rolling Hills out in the country. I mean, it was quite a mess for a lot of people. So everybody did a great job.
They did.
We're, you know, safe from what I hear. So that's
absolutely
important part.
Could have been a lot worse.
Yep.
And we definitely appreciate that it wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Yeah.
Jason Raby, City Manager Beloit. Thanks, man. Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too.